But the Rebbe is explaining how through the act of a mitzvah, the entire world becomes elevated, in that klipas nega becomes absorbed into holiness, and that cuts off the source of life for the totally dark klipa, and it becomes nullified, and the world becomes a dwelling place for God. Today's shir, in Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37, at the top of page 496, the Alter Rebbe says, V'nimtza, so the result is, ki kol tachlis shel yemeis ha-moshiach, v'tchiyas ha-meisim, that all this holiness, the making the world a dwelling place for God, which will be completed in the days of Moshiach and tchiyas ha-meisim, shehu gilui kvei deva likusei yisbarech, the condition of the godliness of the world after Mashiach comes will be that God will be revealed, his glory and his godliness will be revealed, his glory to all people and his godliness to the Jews, which will result in removing all unholiness from the world. So all of this is tolui, it all depends, b'hamshoch ha-selikusei ve'erein seif baruchu, l'nefesh ha-chiyuni she-bekvolus Yisrael. It depends on our drawing down godliness into our animal soul, b'chol remachei v'reho, throughout all the 248 limbs of the animal soul, al yidei kiyumo, through its performing, kol remach mitzvah saseh, all the 248 positive mitzvahs. And also, u'lahavi ruach atuma mimena, and also to remove from it, from the animal soul, its unholiness, bishmirasa kol shasa mitzvas loisese, when it observes and avoids all the 365 prohibitions, shele yankuk mimena shasa gidah, that the arteries of the body of the animal soul should not draw any energy from the 365 negative commandments, prohibitions. The 365 arteries of the animal soul, of the body, should not be getting any energy from there. So all the godliness and all the revelation of godliness that will take place in the times of Mashiach, which is the original intention for which God created the world, to have this world become a dwelling place for him, and that is the state of holiness where the oneness of God is felt in the world, that the world is not in any way a contradiction to God's oneness. All of that depends on our doing it. And that comes in two parts. First of all, bringing down godliness, and second of all, removing the unholiness. Bringing godliness comes primarily through the performance of the 248 positive mitzvahs, and removing the ungodliness is primarily through the avoidance of the 365 prohibitions, the lois esen. In the Hayem Yem, for the 17th of Adar Beis, Yud Zayin Adar Beis, the Rebbe writes, Ba'amiras Tehillim, in the saying of the Tehillim, in Kapitel Pei Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Emrin Kol Mayonei Achov Bekometz, Kol, not Koil. They say the Birchas HaMozein, but when you're saying it in the benching, then you say it, Achov Bechelom Koil Mayonei Vach.